A few years ago, Pope Francis was galvanizing crowds. A wind of renewal seemed to blow through Rome. The Argentine Jorge Mario Bergoglio, elected in March 2013, was bringing new blood to the Catholic Church. Today, where does the Pope of the Poor stand? Has he fulfilled the promise of change that some expected and others feared? And how did he live up to the challenge that hit the world in 2020? The COVID-19 pandemic also reshuffled cards within the Vatican State and beyond for the entire church. Since this time, its leader, aged 84 in 2021, has been facing a growing number of adversaries, men and groups determined to prepare for his succession. Who are these opponents and what do they have against the Bishop of Rome? How are they plotting against him? And will they have the last word, or does Francis have a winning card up his sleeve? Briscola, the famous Italian card game, is being played in Rome, but there's still no clue as to who will win. In the first round, at the very beginning of the pandemic, the Pope pulled well ahead. Author of an essay titled Francis, Plague and Renewal, Marco Politi describes a Pope guided by intuition at a time when the pandemic could have swept the Church out of the media spotlight.